Rechever, the 5 minutes vart for Parshas Bishalach will as well be Lili Nishmas, Binyamin Pinchas, Binyol Barach, Choshevatam, Binyamin Zwickler, which will be his chus for his Heiligen Neshama. So we have in the Parsha, Parshas Bishalach, the Parsha of the Mon. Binyamin's uncle said that Binyamin maybe was B'nei Mon, son of Mon, in many different ways, and I want to explain what that really means tonight. You know, but the Mon, the Pasuk says, was Laman and Senu. Laman and Senu means it would be a test. Laman and Senu, it's a test, it's a nisayon. And the obvious question all the Mefarshim ask, Laman and Senu, a test? The Mon's the greatest matana, bracha from Shemayim. Right? We know, Chazal tells by Varachim, Yom Shvi, Kaddish, it's bracha of Mon. Bracha! When we think of a test, it's a trial, tribulation, a difficulty. How can you call the Mon and the Sayon a test? So first, famously, most famous, I think, I'm sure Chaim Chever is thinking, is the Ramban. And the Ramban explains that the Mon was an Isayon in Amuna. It was a test in Amuna. To go to sleep every single night, and go into your refrigerator, and there's nothing there, you don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. And you have to have Amuna bitachon that you're going to wake up in the morning and there's going to be Mon on the ground. You have to have a tremendous emunah bitachon by the Mon. You can't save for the next day, it would spoil. You have such emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, such bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the first, the nisayon of emunah. And Binyamin Pinchas, Binyamin Zwickler, the emunah and bitachon, it was seeping out of him, it was overflowing. The bitachon and emunah Hashem, the acceptance, the makabel ba'avah, the yisurin that he went through. In a short Torah, we can't give all the stories, but we've given them, and the Chevra knows what I'm talking about. He was flying past the Nisayon of the Mon, Binyamin, B'nei Mon. Others explain as follows, if I'm not mistaken, the Svarno says like this, I believe the Kli Yakar as well, another possibility what the Nisayon of the Mon was that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Mon, it was a representation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us all of our Parnasa, and we didn't have to work, we didn't have to go to school, we didn't have to do anything. Everything was just given to us. So now what? Now I had all day free. I have all day free, that's a big nisayon. What the nisayon of zman. The test to see, what am I going to do with my time? What am I going to do with the precious time Hashem gives me? So if you have to work, if you have to go to school, and then, and you have your kids, and you have your wife, and you have so much going on, and then there's very little time left, so you only have an hour. So I'll grab and I'll learn for that 1 hour. But now I have all day free to maximize and make meaningful and productive every single moment. That's a big nisayon, that's a big test. That's Laman and Senu, the test of the Mon. Binyamin Pinchas, those of us who know, and there were so many stories told yesterday, and we've been telling, was someone that every moment that he had, he was trying to use and to grow. Here was somebody, at a few moments, I'm running to yeshiva. And if it's not to learn because my head can't focus on learning because I'm just from chemotherapy, I'll just go to yeshiva to say tilim. But I'm not going to waste these moments. I'm not going to waste my time. And we have to ask ourselves, many of us in this room, Baruch Hashem, we're still at a stage in a certain sense of Nisayon of Amon. We still, Baruch Hashem, are very much supported by our families, by our parents. We're sent still to yeshiva, Baruch Hashem. Okay, a little bit limud echol maybe that we have to figure our way through, but lemaisa, let's be real, most of us in this room, we have so much time on our hands. Are we maximizing that time? Are we making the most of that time? And the chizik at any levaya as well. None of us know, yaskir le'mamisa, none of us know how much time is left in this world. And therefore it's incumbent upon each and every one of us to utilize and to maximize every single moment that Hashem gives us. And that's the great gift. That's the great gift of the Heiliga, Heiliga, Heiliga Mon, the Nisayon of the Mon, that each and every one of us hopefully is going to pass in the Schus of Tzadik, Binyamin Pinchas, Binyol Baruch, Sinshama Shevelia, we've Zaychet, Chias HaMesim, that we learned from this week's Parasha of Az Yashir, with Mashiach, Dirkeinu, Bimheir, Bimeinu. Have a heilig, beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.
Shabbos Kodesh.
Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Hey, Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh. 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 Shabbos Kodesh.
Shabbos, Shabbos, Kodesh. Shabbos, Kodesh. Shabbos, Kodesh. Shabbos, Kodesh. Shabbos, Shabbos, Kodesh. Shabbos, Kodesh. Shabbos, Kodesh. Shabbos, Kodesh. Shabbos, Shabbos, Kodesh. Shabbos, Kodesh. Shabbos, Kodesh. Shabbos, Kodesh. Shabbos, Shabbos, Kodesh. Shabbos, Kodesh. Shabbos, Kodesh. Shabbos, Kodesh. Shabbos, Shabbos, Kodesh. Shabbos, Kodesh.